Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled, the show created and produced by Etienne Newman, a senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. If you're finding these explorations into the world of artificial intelligence valuable, please take just a quick moment to like and subscribe to the podcast on Apple. It really helps. Today, we're diving straight into a fascinating snapshot of the AI landscape from April 2nd, 2025. It was, well, a truly eventful day, touching everything from the very infrastructure that underpins the internet to some incredibly innovative applications and even fundamental advancements in how AI learns.
It really was a remarkable period of activity. What's immediately striking is not just the sheer number of developments, but, you know, the speed at which they're unfolding. For you, the listener, keeping up with all this can feel overwhelming.
Definitely.
Which is why we're focusing in today, trying to extract the truly significant nuggets and understand what they actually mean.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We'll start with something that might surprise folks.
Yeah.
The unexpected impact AI is having on, well, the backbone of the internet. Specifically, looking at Wikipedia.
Ah, yes.
It turns out that those AI web crawlers, you know, constantly gathering data to train large language models, they're actually creating some real challenges for the platform.
That's right. The Wikimedia Foundation reported a significant 50% jump in their bandwidth usage since January of last year. And the primary driver, these very AI web crawlers.
50%. Wow.
Yeah. Now, Wikipedia is a nonprofit, right? So this isn't just some minor technical issue. It's directly hitting their operational costs and the resources they need to keep the site running smoothly for everyone.
And what's particularly interesting is where this surge in traffic is coming from. Apparently, bot traffic accounts for a massive 65% of the resource-intensive content downloads.
65%, yeah.
But here's the surprising part. That only makes up about 35% of overall page views. So these crawlers are really digging deep, aren't they, into the less frequently visited corners of Wikipedia.
Exactly. The stuff stored in those core data centers.
Which, as we know, come with significant operational expenses. What might that mean for you, the listener?
Well, it kind of raises a question about the sustainability of even accessing basic information online if the resources providing it are strained like this.
And what's fascinating here is the tension it creates, right? Wikipedia's core principle is open access to information, period.
Right.
However, this vast, largely unchecked access by AI entities is now posing a tangible risk to maintaining that very principle. Their site reliability team is actively working to block these crawlers and absorb the increasing cloud costs. But, well, you can imagine that's not exactly a scalable solution in the long run.
No, not at all. This situation really prompts us to consider how we balance the incredible potential of AI, which just thrives on data, with the need to support and preserve the open and accessible knowledge bases that are so crucial to our digital world.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder about the bigger picture, too. This isn't just a Wikipedia issue, is it? It can signal a broader challenge for the entire open internet.
Definitely.
If nonprofits and open platforms are facing these escalating costs just because of AI's insatiable data needs, it brings up some really important questions about how we manage AI bot access and ensure the longevity of these valuable resources for, well, everyone. Now, shifting gears completely, let's move from internet infrastructure to something much more personal, the world of mental health. It seems AI is making some notable progress here with the emergence of AI therapy chatbots. Tell us about Therabot.
Right, Therabot. It's a really compelling development. A recent clinical trial showed that this AI therapy chatbot achieved results comparable to traditional cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT.
Comparable, really?
Yeah. Specifically, participants experienced a significant reductions in depression, a remarkable 51% reduction in anxiety symptoms, which decreased by 31%. These aren't trivial improvements.
Yeah, definitely not.
What this could mean for you, for listeners, is potentially much wider access to mental health support, especially if traditional therapy is difficult to access or, you know, afford.
That's a potentially huge impact. And how much were people actually using this chatbot? It's one thing for it to be available, but another for people to actively engage with it, you know, meaningfully.
That's a critical point. And the data revealed that users interacted with Therabot for an average of 6 hours over the 8-week trial.
6 hours? Okay.
To put that in perspective, that's roughly equivalent to about 8 traditional therapy sessions.
Huh.
And what's particularly noteworthy is the user feedback. They reported high levels of trust in the chatbot and a strong sense of therapeutic alliance, which, as you know, is a key factor in therapy effectiveness.
That's crucial.
Some users even felt they formed meaningful connections with Therabot, communicating openly and regularly, even without specific prompts sometimes.
That's quite a testament to the advancements in these AI systems. It really opens up the possibility of AI-driven mental health support reaching a much larger population, particularly in areas where access to traditional therapy is limited. These scalable solutions could be a real game changer in addressing global mental health challenges.
Precisely.
Of course, as someone considering such a tool, you might wonder about, well, the potential downsides of forming such a bond with an AI, right? Are there risks of over-reliance or maybe a lack of genuine human connection that you should be aware of?
Yeah.
These are important considerations as this tech evolves.
Absolutely. Ethical considerations and the need for human oversight will remain crucial, but the potential benefits for you and many others are substantial.
Okay, now let's talk about a name that's practically synonymous with the current AI surge. OpenAI and their flagship product, ChatGPT. The growth figures they've been reporting are just, well, astonishing.
They certainly are. As of April 2nd, 2025, ChatGPT boasted an incredible 400 million weekly active users.
400 million weekly.
Weekly. That's a 33% increase since just December. And their total weekly user base hit a staggering 500 million. It just underscores the widespread integration of this technology into so many different parts of our lives now.
And it's not just user numbers rocketing. Their revenue is also on a rapid climb. A 30% surge in just 3 months brought their monthly revenue to approximately $415 million.
Wow.
It seems those premium subscriptions, especially that $200 a month pro plan, are really driving that growth.
Yeah.
What this tells you, I think, is that people are finding real value in these advanced AI tools and are willing to pay for enhanced capabilities.
Absolutely. And Sam Altman himself mentioned that the recent launch of their 4.0 model led to a phenomenal 1 million signups in a single hour.
An hour. Good grief.
That kind of rapid adoption is just unprecedented. It's also important to see this growth in the context of their recent financial activities. They just completed a new $40 billion funding round, pushing their valuation to a massive $300 billion, even while reportedly operating at a loss. This highlights the immense confidence investors have in their long-term potential and the transformative power of this technology for, well, you and the wider world.
And in a move that might address some concerns, OpenAI also announced they will be launching their first open weights model since GPT-2. Now, when they talk about an open weights model, what that basically means for you, the listener, and the broader AI community is that the underlying code and parameters of the model will be publicly available.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal because it allows other researchers and developers, not just OpenAI, to study it, build upon it, potentially improve the technology, fostering more widespread innovation.
It is a significant step for a company that has faced, you know, some criticism regarding the accessibility of its models compared to earlier AI research. This move towards more transparency and open source development is notable. It could lead to greater collaboration and maybe accelerate innovation across the field.
Definitely.
Ultimately, this rapid expansion underscores the increasing reliance we're seeing on AI conversational agents and firmly establishes OpenAI as a dominant player shaping the tools you might be using very soon.
Okay, so we've seen AI impacting internet infrastructure, personal well-being, experiencing explosive user growth. And let's look at some of the more innovative and creative applications. One that really caught my eye is Notebook LM's new AI-powered mind maps tool.
Oh, yeah. That sounds interesting.
As someone who often gets buried in research papers, the idea of AI turning all that into a visual mind map that you can actually interact with,
Yeah. Well,
that sounds incredibly helpful.
It really does offer a powerful new way to handle information. Notebook LM introduced this feature that essentially takes your documents and transforms them into interactive visual mind maps using AI.
How does it work, roughly?
The process seems quite intuitive. You can upload various sources, PDFs, Google Docs, even website links and YouTube videos to create this sort of centralized hub of information. Then you engage with the AI chat to help it understand the key concepts within that content. And then, boom, click a button and it generates these interactive mind maps.
And the interactive aspect sounds crucial. It's not just a static diagram, right?
Exactly. That's the key. You can click on any of the nodes in the mind map to delve deeper into that specific concept and even ask the AI questions directly related to it. Think about how valuable that could be for students trying to understand complex topics or researchers organizing findings or really anyone dealing with large amounts of information. It's a way to visually structure and navigate data, making it much more accessible and easier to grasp. This kind of AI-driven mind mapping could really revolutionize how you manage and understand information, both personally and professionally.
That sounds fantastic. Now, moving on to something a little more lighthearted, perhaps, but still quite interesting. Tinder is getting into the AI game with an AI flirting coach called The Game Game.
The Game Game. Yeah, I saw that.
I have to admit, the name made me chuckle.
It's certainly a novel and perhaps slightly amusing application of the technology. The Game Game is designed as an interactive feature within Tinder that lets users practice their flirting skills with AI personas in simulated scenarios.
So like a practice mode for dating.
Pretty much. The idea is to offer a safe environment for you, the user, to experiment and get feedback before you jump into real-world dating situations.
Okay, so how does it actually work? Is it just text-based or more sophisticated?
It sounds quite advanced, actually. The game leverages OpenAI's real-time API, along with GPT-4o and GPT-4 Mini, to create these realistic AI personas and scenarios. Users actually speak their responses.
I'll speak, okay.
Yeah, and the AI reacts in real time. The game even awards points based on your conversational abilities, and the AI personas give immediate feedback on things like charm, engagement, overall social awareness.
Oh, it's like having a virtual wingman or wingbot.
Huh. Sort of, yeah. A virtual practice partner to hone your dating skills.
That's actually quite clever.
Yeah.
Like a virtual rehearsal space.
Yeah.
And I see they've even put a limit on it, 5 sessions per day.
Right. Presumably to encourage people to actually go out and, you know, apply their refined skills in real life.
Makes sense.
It's intended to build confidence and improve interaction skills rather than replace genuine human connection. It's a really interesting example of how AI is being integrated into even very human experiences,
mm-hmm.
potentially leading to more positive real-life dating outcomes for you and other users.
Okay, now for something that really highlights the impressive learning abilities of AI, Google DeepMind's work in Minecraft. I read they developed an AI agent that can actually collect diamonds in the game without ever observing a human player. That sounds like a massive leap in autonomous learning.
It is a remarkable achievement. The Google DeepMind team developed an AI agent that, using their Dreamer algorithm, successfully managed to collect diamonds in Minecraft purely through trial and error.
Just trial and error.
No examples.
No human gameplay demonstrations at all. The Dreamer algorithm is particularly interesting because, unlike some AI that need explicit instructions, it allows the AI to essentially imagine different future scenarios and learn from those simulated experiences within the game.
Wow, it dreams.
In a sense, yes. This self-driven learning is a big step forward and has implications for AI problem solving in complex real-world situations that you might encounter. This research was significant enough to be published in the prestigious journal Nature, by the way. That's incredible. So it wasn't just following pre-programmed rules. It was actually learning the complexities of the game world and figuring out how to achieve a long-term goal, finding diamonds entirely on its own.
Exactly. It showcases the power of what's called model-based reinforcement learning. The AI builds its own internal understanding, its own model of the environment, and can then make informed decisions to achieve complex objectives. This has significant implications for developing AI systems that can operate in intricate real-world environments without constant human guidance.
And speaking of AI reaching near human capabilities, there are these new reports suggesting that advanced models like GPT-4 and GPT-4.5 have effectively passed the Turing test in controlled studies. That's a pretty profound claim.
It is a significant statement. Researchers are suggesting these models have reached a level of sophistication where they can convincingly mimic human conversation.
How convincingly?
Well, in these controlled studies, GPT-4 was reportedly judged to be human 54% of the time. Okay, that's already interesting. But GPT-4.5 achieved an even higher rate. 73%.
73%.
Yeah. And interestingly, that 73% even exceeded the rate at which actual human participants in the study were correctly identified as human.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So the AI was judged more human than some humans?
In that specific context, yes. As someone engaging with AI, this blurring line between human and machine communication could become increasingly relevant in your daily online interactions.
That mind-boggling. The Turing test has long been this key benchmark, right, in the pursuit of artificial general intelligence. What are the broader implications of this?
Well, on one hand, it's a remarkable technical achievement. It demonstrates the incredible progress in AI's ability to understand and generate human-like language.
Yeah.
But it also brings up those big questions about what it truly means for an AI to be intelligent. Just because a machine can convincingly mimic human conversation, does it mean it possesses genuine understanding or consciousness?
Right, the philosophical angle.
Exactly. These are the kinds of fundamental questions that continue to be debated and will likely intensify as AI capabilities advance.
Definitely food for thought. Okay, let's pivot back to the realm of creative AI for a moment. Runway, which has been doing some really innovative work in AI video generation,
Yeah, they're pushing boundaries there.
they just announced their Gen 4 model. What's the key advancement there?
Gen 4 represents a significant leap forward, particularly in addressing previous challenges around maintaining consistency, consistent characters and scenes across multiple shots.
Oh yeah, that's been a big issue. Characters changing appearance mid-video.
Exactly. Earlier AI video models often struggled with that, ensuring a character looked the same from one scene to the next, or that transitions were visually coherent. Runway claims Gen 4 substantially improved this, leading to more consistent and frankly believable storytelling in AI-generated videos. For you as a potential content consumer or even creator, this means the quality and coherence of AI-generated video are rapidly improving.
That's a potential game changer for filmmakers and content creators, isn't it?
Absolutely. The ability to produce more reliable and coherent AI-generated video content could really streamline production workflows and unlock new possibilities for visual storytelling. It means creators can potentially bring their visions to life more easily and efficiently.
Interesting. And in other news from OpenAI, they've made their ChatGPT 4.0 image generation feature accessible to all free tier users. That's pretty significant, expanding access like that.
It is. Previously, that powerful tool for creating images just from text prompts was only available to paid subscribers. By opening it up to all free users, OpenAI is essentially democratizing AI-powered image creation on a really large scale.
So more people can play with it.
Exactly. This could really empower even more people to explore their creativity and generate visual content in new ways without that paywall.
Now, turning to some leadership changes in the AI world, Joelle Pinault, Meta's VP for AI Research, is stepping down after 8 years with the company. That sounds like a notable departure from a major player.
It is a significant transition, yeah. Pinault played a crucial role in Meta's AI initiatives, including the development of their influential open-source Llama language model.
Right, Llama. Big deal in the open source space.
Huge deal. It's become a key resource in the AI community. Her departure after 8 years represents a notable shift in Meta's AI leadership, especially now, during a time of intense competition and rapid advancement in the AI sector. It'll be interesting to observe how this impacts their future research and development directions.
Definitely one to watch. And in somewhat different news, it looks like the nonprofit organization NaNoWriMo.
Oh, National Novel Writing Month.
Yeah, known for its annual novel writing challenge, is closing down after over 2 decades. That's
Yeah.
kind of sad for the writing community, isn't it?
Yes, it's a significant development. NaNoWriMo has been such a vital platform for encouraging creativity and fostering collaboration among aspiring novelists for so many years.
What happened?
Reports mention financial difficulties, but also some controversies, including their stance on AI-assisted writing and content moderation issues. It seems like a combination of factors. But the closure of such a long-standing organization really highlights the challenges that nonprofits can face, adapting to evolving technological and social
It
landscapes.
certainly does. Okay, rounding out our snapshot of AI news from April 2nd, 2025. There were a few other notable happenings. We've touched on OpenAI making 4 image generation free and Joelle Pinault's departure from Meta.
Right.
But also on that day, Alibaba reportedly planned to release their Qwen 3 flagship model this month. That's after launching 3 other models in just the preceding week.
Wow, the pace there is incredible. It really illustrates the rapid pace of AI development globally. The competition in the large language model arena is truly global and incredibly dynamic.
And Sam Altman himself noted that OpenAI is currently experiencing GPU shortages.
Ah, the GPU crunch.
Yeah, which could lead to potential delays in product releases and maybe slower service as they work to secure more computational resources. This just underscores the immense demand for the processing power needed to train and run these advanced AI models. It impacts the entire field.
It's a critical infrastructure bottleneck for the entire AI industry as it continues to expand, definitely.
We also saw that Meta researchers introduced Mocha, an AI model designed to generate realistic talking character animations just from speech and text inputs.
Right, more progress in creating lifelike digital avatars.
And Minimax released Speech-O-2, a new text-to-speech model capable of generating ultra-realistic audio in over 30 languages.
The advancements in both visual and auditory AI are just happening at an astonishing rate, constantly shaping the way you might interact with technology in the future.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of mastering complex information and staying ahead in a rapidly evolving landscape like AI, I want to tell you about the Jamgat Tech app created by our very own Etienne Newman. This AI-powered app is designed to help anyone master and ace over 50 in-demand certifications in fields like cloud, finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, and business. It's a fantastic resource if you're looking to deepen your knowledge and gain valuable credentials. You can find the app links in the show notes.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into just one day, April 2nd, 2025, in the world of AI, it's just so evident that the rapid pace of innovation continues to significantly impact numerous aspects of our digital lives.
For sure.
We've seen its effects on the fundamental infrastructure of the internet with Wikipedia, the emergence of new avenues for mental health support like Therabot, the creation of increasingly powerful creative tools from Runway and OpenAI, and the ongoing advancements in core AI capabilities like learning in Minecraft and mimicking human conversation, maybe even passing the Turing test.
It truly prompts reflection, doesn't it? You have to consider the ethical and practical implications of all these rapid advancements. How will the increasing capabilities of AI, from convincingly mimicking human conversation to learning complex tasks entirely independently, how will that reshape our interactions with technology and, well, with each other? What role do we each have? You know, what responsibility do we have to ensure that these developments ultimately benefit society as a whole? These are pretty important questions for all of us to contemplate, I think.
These are indeed crucial questions for everyone to consider. As this technology continues its rapid evolution, there's a lot to unpack, and it's moving so fast.
And if today's deep dive has sparked your curiosity about specific tech fields or maybe career advancements, don't forget to explore the AI-powered Jamgat app created by Etienne Newman. It's a powerful tool designed to help you master those in-demand certifications. As I said, you'll find the links in the show notes. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI.